Hey everyone, welcome to Homer's Dope Nuts, a weekly Simpsons podcast where I, the Simpsons guy, and my co-host, El Rey, discuss and review every episode of The Simpsons ever made. We break down the episodes, discuss some of the references, and try to connect our younger listeners with the Simpsons family and how life has changed since the inception of the show over 30 years ago. We hope you enjoy it and provide feedback as we're always looking for ways to improve the show.
Hello all of our faithful listeners, this is El Rey here to tell you about Music House. Music House is a store by musicians for musicians, focused on the day-to-day needs of beginners to professionals alike. Music House helps you bring the music home. Whether you need supplies for band class, strings or sticks for a gig, acoustic treatment for your home studio, or even recording specialties, we are stocked and experienced to help you find a solution. Music House is located in Northwest Corpus Christi off Highway 77. Easy access to South Texas musicians. Follow us at Music House CC on your favorite social media platform or visit us at musichousecc.com for more info. And that's M-U-S-H-A-U-S.
Hi, everybody.
And welcome back for another episode of Homer's Dope Nuts. As always, I am your host, the Simpsons Guy, and I'm joined by El Rey.
Hoy hoy, everybody.
Been a good week?
Yeah, not too bad.
No, not too bad. Longhorns won. Cowboys won.
Cowboys won. Yep.
The weather.
Manchester United won.
No. They lost to Aston Villa.
Yeah, but they won. Awesome. Yesterday. Anyway. But yeah.
The weather.
The fights were good.
The fights were really good,
actually. Yeah.
It's no longer 100 degrees.
That's a plus.
The little cool front. Quote unquote cool front helped a little bit.
It's hot, but it's not
as hot.
It's not a, yeah, the fires of hell hot anymore, at least.
Yeah, so Satan's butt crack has gotten some relief.
Yeah. So that's a good thing. But yeah, things are going well.
Can't complain.
No.
School is going well.
Yeah.
We're still open. We're going to stay open the rest of the year.
Sounds like it.
Cross my fingers.
Yep.
Don't want to do that from home again. Yeah.
Never. No. It's terrible.
Yeah, I've noticed we have less and less kids dropping like
there was
flies.
There was a little time there.
Yeah, where they were dropping like flies, but now.
Well, we talked about that, you know, and not necessarily that it was going to be COVID. This just haven't been around people in a while.
Yeah, their immune systems are down.
You're going to get colds. You're going to get all kinds of stuff that looks like COVID, and some of it is, but, you know.
Yeah.
They're going to get sick one way or another.
Yeah. The same thing happens if you ever go to like any military training, basic training, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
You're bringing people from all over the U.S. to one place. You're all bringing your own cooties. Somebody's going to get really sick.
Yeah.
It just happened.
I could imagine that, yeah.
It just happened that I was that guy.
That was you?
That was that guy, yes.
Oh, man.
I was dying for like 2 or 3 days there for a while.
Wow.
At
least you got it out of the way.
Yeah, I did. I got it out of the way.
I'm sure some people got it later.
Yeah, they did. So, yeah, it all worked out. I survived. Everything worked out.
Yeah, and now we can do a Simpsons podcast.
Yes, we do.
Yes, we do. Oh, boy. We've been both waiting for this one for a while now.
Yes, I was, when I was looking through the list of episodes for season 4, this one was calling out like a beacon of light.
And the amount of time it's been since we started season 4, it's literally been, we've been waiting for this for months.
Yes, yes it has. We have, right? We're almost at the end though. Mm-hmm. I believe we're going to be at season 5.
Very soon. We will be. Yep. So, without further ado,
we're going to talk about Whacking Day.
Yes.
And it so happens to be season 4, episode 20, and it first aired April 29th of 1993. The epic, epic Whacking Day.
Yes.
We'll start off with our traditional chalkboard and couch gags.
Yes, and we have Bart, of course, in detention writing, "I will return the seeing eye dog."
Now, as far as his pranks go, this one has to be
the That's got to be very, the yeah.
Cruelest.
Cruel is the right word.
Yeah. I'm not sure if it was the meanest one, the dumbest one, or the most dangerous one, but this is the cruelest one.
Yeah, that's just not cool.
Yeah, not at all.
No. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we get to our couch gag, and it is one that we have seen once before.
Right? Once before, yes.
Once before. All right, and it's the family running into the living room. There is one tiny chair where the couch should be, and then everybody sits on it, and it looks like they sit on top of Maggie.
Yeah, because she pokes her head through.
And she just kind of pops out.
Yep.
Yeah, at the end. So we have seen that once before.
Yep. It is a repeat.
Yes,
it we'll is. Have to give it a ding.
Yes, we might have to give it a ding.
But this episode is so
No,
damn,
man, I don't know.
So
we'll
damn
see,
epic.
We'll see how we're feeling in a few minutes.
That is true. That is true. All right. So we start off in Springfield Elementary with Principal Skinner going into full cleanup mode. He gets on the intercom. He tells everybody that the superintendent is coming, and he expects them to clean up.
Yes.
Bart is sitting at his desk. Then he lifts the desk. I guess it was one of those older style desks.
Yes, where you could actually lift up the top.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And store stuff in there.
Yes. So he lifts that up, and it's just this pile of garbage. So much so that seagulls fly into the classroom.
Immediately.
And Miss K has to go out there. And,
with her broom.
Yeah, and get them out of there.
Yep.
So,
Bart must be really proud of that.
Yeah, I'm sure he is.
Mm-hmm.
And so while he's doing that,
Skinner keeps going, and he announces that some students have won mountain bikes. Bart, Jimbo, Kearney, Dolph, and Nelson. What do all those names have in common?
It's all the bullies, man.
All the bullies and troublemakers. I don't know if I classify Bart as a bully.
No, he's a troublemaker.
He's just a troublemaker, right? Jimbo, Kearney, Dolph, and Nelson, definite bullies.
I love the scene here where we got a little bit of Milhouse.
Oh,
real
yeah.
quick. So when they call Nelson, they cut to Nelson, and he's pinning Milhouse to the ground and
uh-huh.
stuffing.
He's got him like full mount.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. He's got him in full mount basically.
Uh-huh.
And he's just stuffing leaves and dirt and all kinds of stuff into his shirt. And then I think he tells him,
I want you to keep stuffing crud into your shirt until I get back.
To which Milhouse says, yes, sir.
And he keeps grabbing
and
leaves.
And he does it.
Oh. And he keeps shoving stuff into his shirt.
Yes. Definitely not a Thrill House moment.
No, that is definitely Milhouse.
That's definitely one of his worst ones right
mm-hmm.
there. And so Skinner says that they can pick up their bikes in Utility Basement B. And then he puts down the microphone and he starts laughing.
And then all you
maniacal
yeah.
laugh.
Yeah, all you hear is And then, ooh, it's still on. He turns it off.
Turns it off.
This is after he calls them fools.
Yes, he does call them
fools. He does call I forgot that, right? But he does call them fools. And then he laughs. Then as all those kids are walking down the hall, he's like, hey, what do you think?
Bart said, like, why do you think he called us fools? Or said
yeah.
fools?
And Nelson's like, who cares? Where's my mountain bike?
Yeah. And so they get to the basement, and it's an old shelter, apparently.
Yeah, bomb shelter.
You can see the civil defense thing on there.
They have, like, chemical toilets in there.
Back in the Cold War days.
Uh-huh.
And
They'll walk in, right? They walk in, and they're looking around, like, where's my mountain bike, right? Nelson is wondering where his mountain bike is. And then we see Skinner pulling off one of his old military tricks or something.
Yeah, he's hanging on to, I guess, the pipes that are above him, and he swings in
mm-hmm.
and lands and says, sorry for the deception, but you're going to be swept under the rug for the superintendent's visit.
Mm-hmm. And he closes the door, and he locks him in there.
And Willie is outside,
mm-hmm.
and Skinner's walking away, and I guess he asks Willie, like, hey, you think the world would judge me if I threw away the key?
And Willie says, nah, but the PTA would have your arse.
And so Skinner says, you know, we didn't need the potty language, but thanks for the point taken.
Yeah. And groundskeeper Willie goes something like, ugh. You underpants wearing silk shirt having something or other.
Yeah, he insults him.
Yeah. You could tell he was not happy at all. Meanwhile, Nelson is like, where's my mountain bike?
Yeah, exactly.
I guess he still believes he's going to get a mountain bike.
He really wanted one, I'm guessing.
Mm-hmm.
And so we cut to Skinner walking around with Superintendent Chalmers. He arrives and he's all these welcome signs and everything. So he welcomes him.
Yeah, Superintendent Chalmers, welcome!
Of course, he's not a visitor. Hello, Seymour.
And Skinner's like, so what's the word down at One School Board Plaza?
We're just dropping the geography requirement. The children weren't testing well. It's proven to be an embarrassment.
And Skinner's like, oh, okay, well, very good. Back to the three R's. By the way, the three R's are reading, writing, and arithmetic. Right?
Yeah.
So they would just say arithmetic.
Yeah.
Right. In other words, math.
Yeah. And so Chalmers says two R's come October. Who knows what that means?
Yeah, they're dropping one of those three. I don't know which one, though. And, you know, Skinner's like, hey, so what do you think of the signs, Superintendent Chalmers?
Well, he's like, it's transparent toadying, but...
And Skinner's like, it was the children's fault. It was the children's idea.
Yeah, it even goes as far as, like, I tried to tell them not.
Yeah, I tried to tell them no, but it was the children's idea. And then Superintendent Chalmers is like, it's always the children's fault, isn't it, Skinner? Seymour?
Yeah, it's always the kid's fault.
Mm-hmm. And he says, yes, yes.
He agrees.
Yes, he's just very serious.
No, it's the children that are wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And so we cut back to the troublemakers in the basement. And yeah.
They're all talking about, imagine what's going on outside. There's a school with no bullies in it. And then Nelson's like, yeah. Oh, is it? No, Jimbo. Jimbo's like, yeah. We have science geeks not getting wedgies.
Oh, that's right.
People using their lunch money for food. He's like, and then Nelson's like, I can't take it. And he starts punching the wall.
Yeah.
Well, Bart looks up and he sees there's a ventilation shaft.
Yeah.
Where the AC, you know, the air comes in. And so it's kind of small.
Yeah. So I think Jimbo opens it and says, like, you're the only one that can fit through there.
Mm-hmm. And then Bart goes in, right? They're all cheering for him. Yeah, Bart, dude, go do it.
Yeah,
right?
Because you're our only hope, man.
Yeah, they want him to go get out and open the door for them.
Yeah.
But while Bart's climbing and walking in the, well, crawling in the vent.
Yeah, Nelson grabs something and then he just chucks it into the vent and it hits Bart.
Bart goes, ah!
And they're all laughing.
Yes,
so they were happy. You can't get the bully out of those guys.
No, you can't.
Even though Bart's trying to save them all, but...
Mm-hmm. So we cut to groundskeeper Willie,
yes,
who's wearing his kilt and his bond. Was it the beret?
Yeah,
he's
got his whole thing on.
He's got his whole Scottish regalia on, right? And he's polishing his tractor.
Yes,
and his tractor is looking so spiffy.
Yes, it is.
It's shiny. He's like, ah, if it wasn't against God's law, I'd make you my wife.
As soon as he says that, we hear another Scottish voice, but a woman's voice. It's like, aye, there's a lonely man.
And it's a very young, beautiful Scottish redhead.
Yes. And she asks him, I think, like, is there a lock where I can wash me red hair?
And Willie's like, no. But there's a swimming pool in my apartment complex. There was a rat in the pool.
But we got him. And she cheers with him and they leave.
Yeah.
So now apparently there's a unattended tractor outside.
Yes. And it's on.
And it's on. Yes.
It's on. And
we cut back into the school.
Yes. And we see Chalmers and Skinner. They happen to walk into Lisa's second grade classroom. Mm-hmm. And he's like, well, these kids look smart, but what do they actually know? He's like, well, you know.
Why don't you call one at random, right? Uh-huh. Yeah.
And he points out to Lisa. He says, what about her? And
he says, like, oh, that boy, which is Ralph.
Yeah. He said, No,
her, Lisa Simpson.
Yes, yes. He definitely doesn't want to talk to Ralph.
No.
This is why Chalmers talking to
and
Ralph.
So I believe he asks her
when was the
Battle of New Orleans, right? Uh-huh. She gives him the date. Pressed.
Because it was after the war had ended.
Yes,
right?
2 weeks after the war had ended. Yes, that's true.
And he was very impressed, right? And then Ralph goes, what's a battle?
And Chalmers is like, what? And I think Skinner covers up and says, he said, what's a rattle?
Yeah, he like puts his arm around his shoulder and he starts walking him out.
Yeah.
He's like, no, he said battle. He said, oh, well, I've had a cold. And Chalmers goes, so you would hear R's as B's?
Yeah.
Yeah. No, no, B's as R's? And he goes, and Skinner goes, yeah, yeah. And then Chalmers goes, I understand.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't know how that makes sense.
I don't know what that
means. It might make sense if you said it, as in you were talking.
Maybe.
Because, you know, sometimes your senses are all messed up and your tongue don't work too well.
It happens.
Mm-hmm.
It happens all the time in this podcast.
Exactly, yes. It happened to me today in class.
There you go.
I forgot what it was.
It happens to me all the time.
Yeah. It was something like, maybe I was saying land, but I said lanf.
Yeah, that'll happen.
Yeah, yeah.
And so we find out that Bart has actually found a way out of the vent now, and he sees Willie's tractor. And he thinks about getting on it.
And then the tractor apparently comes to life.
Yep, and he says, come on, Bart. Ride me. He's,
yeah, and Bart's like looking at it like, should I? Shouldn't I?
And he says I shouldn't. But then the tractor starts insulting him and it just starts like, what, are you chicken? And of course,
Bart can't take that. So
nope.
He climbs on. And immediately when he climbs on,
yeah,
he goes.
He
like,
hits the gas
yeah,
and just.
He takes off.
Yeah, he peels out.
Yeah. Now, if you ever watched King of the Hill, you know that they had a tractor, mower race?
Yeah, the mower
race. You know these things don't actually go that fast.
No, they don't.
But apparently Willie's is a hot rod.
Yeah.
Because he took off like a bat out of hell.
Yeah, it just takes off. And so as Bart takes off, and he's already screaming so fast, we cut to Chalmers and Skinner. And Chalmers is... inspecting the sandbox.
Yes. He sticks a finger in the sand. He pulls it out and he tastes it.
Yeah.
And he's like, excellent. Not a trace of urine.
Why would you do that?
I have no idea.
Oh, my goodness.
Are you expecting to taste urine? What the hell?
Yeah.
Right? And he's like, you run a tight ship, Seymour.
Yep. He's impressed right now. Uh-huh. And as they're leaving, he says, oh, that looks like a 50-cent piece. I'll just bend over and get it.
And this is the second time we've seen a middle-aged man bend over and kind of like shake
it
their
was,
ass.
It's very, they animated very similar to Skinner tying his shoe when Bart hits him in the ass with a tomato. Yeah.
It was a big ass and it was wiggling back and forth, right? Apparently the animators like drawing middle-aged man ass or something.
Something like that.
Yeah.
And so it's there in full screen. And wouldn't you know, the tractor's on its way.
And,
right at him.
Yep. And it hits him right on the ass.
And Bart bails before it crashes.
Mm-hmm.
He jumps off and you just see Skinner like, no!
And next thing we know, we see Lunch Lady Doris. And we see Superintendent Chalmers kind of like bent over a table.
And she's tending to his butt wounds at this point.
Mm-hmm. She's kind of like putting the Band-Aid or something on it. And
he tells Skinner that he was going to be promoting him to assistant superintendent.
Mm-hmm.
Not going to happen now.
Yeah, now he was going to give it to some other guy.
Yeah.
Right? And Skinner's like, but he's a drunk.
And a pill popper. Yeah, I know.
And Chalmers says, and a pill popper, right? He's like, and he was still going to promote him over Skinner.
Yep. And then he asked, why is the lunch lady taking care of me?
Yes. Why is the lunch lady posing as a nurse? And Lunch Lady Doris goes, I get two paychecks this way.
And so Skinner's very upset. And as he gets all this bad news, he turns around and he expels Bart Simpson from Springfield Elementary.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we end the first part of the episode.
Yep.
Yeah.
There's been a lot of chaos so far.
Yes, lots of chaos. And so we cut into the next one.
Mm-hmm.
And we're watching TV.
Yep. And Eye on Springfield comes on.
Yes, with our old friend Kent Brockman.
Yep. and he starts talking about the tradition known as Whacking Day. Right? Founded by Jebediah Springfield in 1775, every May 10th, the citizens of Springfield drive the snakes into the town square and club them to death.
Yes, and apparently this has been a big ceremony sometimes. They even had the likes of Richard Nixon
participate.
Yes, and this is right after he had put away Alger Hiss.
Yes, and was that Alger Hiss holding on to the snakes? It would be appropriate. Hiss snake.
Yep.
Get it. So
I think Brockman makes a joke about that, or something like that.
Yeah.
Or somebody makes a joke about that.
Because there was a guy holding some snakes.
Here's another kind of hiss or something.
Uh-huh.
Like that.
And Richard Nixon starts to bash the guy in the head.
Yeah, several times.
Yes. And everybody starts to boo him.
Yep. They take away his club.
Uh-huh. And he waves happily as he leaves.
In true Nixon fashion.
Yes.
At the response to this, is Lisa is disgusted.
Yeah. She is, I think she thinks that's very cruel to animals.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so Homer walks into the room.
He says, "Hey kids, how was school?"
Lisa says, "I learned how many grams in a penny weight."
Bart says, "I got expelled."
Yes. And Homer says, "That's my boy." And he takes a drink of his Dove. Beer. And then he realizes, he goes, "What?"
And, of course.
Yeah, he's not having that.
Not having that at all.
Yes, sir.
Right? Marge tries to enroll Bart in a local Christian fundamentalist school.
Yeah, because Homer tells him, "We're going to find you a school."
Like, yeah.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
And
he wasn't going to have him around, hanging around the house all day.
Exactly.
So they pull up to this school, right? And it says, "We put the fun in fundamentalist." So Bart, he's wearing like a little tie, bow tie.
Yeah.
He sits down, right? And the teacher's like, "Bart, we were just sharing some psalms. Do you have a psalm to share with us?"
And Bart says, "How about beans, the musical fruit?"
And the teacher's like, "Well, beans were a staple of the Israelites. Go ahead, share it with us."
Of course, Bart says, beans, a musical fruit. The more you eat them, the more you toot. Next thing we know, Bart is being chased.
By the teacher.
With a huge paddle, by the way.
Yes, the teacher has a huge paddle, and the rest of the class is running behind the teacher. And the teacher's like, "Avert your eyes, children! He may change his form!" As in, like, Bart
He's
was
the devil.
The devil. Yeah.
Yes, and we see Bart running away from the crowd. Marge is in the car getting ready to leave.
Yeah, she's putting on her lipstick, and she turns around and she sees Bart running at her with a crowd behind her. So as soon as he climbs in the car, she takes off.
Yeah.
She knew the score.
Yes, when, of course, Marge ever protecting Bart.
Mm-hmm. That's what moms do.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And so we get back to the Simpsons' house. They're having dinner. And
Lisa's trying to tell everybody that Whacking Day is evil.
Yes, she's not on board for it.
Mm-hmm.
But then we get to Bart, and we're trying to figure out what to do with Bart. The family's trying to figure out what to do with Bart.
Mm-hmm.
Bart says, "I can be maybe a taster of dangerous food additives."
Yeah. They're like, and then we cut to a little dream sequence.
Mm-hmm.
We see an older Bart sitting down.
All scruffy.
Mm-hmm. And somebody hands him something to drink. He's like, "What's in this?"
They tell him what it is. I forget what it was.
Yeah, it was some scientific name.
Yeah, and so he takes a drink. And then he just, you know, his arms get big. He kind of gets a hump on his back.
His head gets bigger.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, "Oh, okay, it causes some monsterism." Like,
yeah. But, you know, when he drank it, he put it down, he burped, he's like, "Sweet."
Oh, yeah, that's
causes
right.
Some monsterism, but it's sweet.
But it's sweet.
Goodness. Mm-hmm.
But we get to the decision, finally, that Marge is going to teach Bart herself.
Yep.
Yes.
So we cut to the next day,
mm-hmm.
and Lisa is headed to school, and Bart is still in his pajamas. He's laying down on the couch.
Yep.
Lisa doesn't look too happy about this, does she?
She's like, "Have a good day at school, Lisa."
Mm-hmm. And this is when And, you know, Bart's like, well, you know, it ain't easy. You know, I have to suffer through this. And then Marge pokes her head out and she says, I hope you're sitting at your desk but when the bell rings.
Yep.
And she kind of laughs like, I bought a bell.
And so we find out that the garage has been set up into a classroom.
Mm-hmm.
There's one desk in there for Bart. There's a chalkboard. Everything's there that they need. And the bell rings.
And it was like a firehouse bell, right?
Yeah, it was super loud.
Mm-hmm. And even
Marge and Lisa, I mean Marge and Bart get super scared.
Right? Ah!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So she's like, I think I'll unplug that.
Yes.
And so Marge writes her name on the board.
Yes. And you notice how she writes, like, what font does she write in?
Yeah, I know.
It's super, super freaking neat.
And she even introduces herself. I'm Mrs. Simpson. Just Bart there, of course.
And she's like, why does she laugh at this? I can't even do her laugh.
Yeah, I know.
I can't even do her laugh.
But she's, I don't know, she's amused by it. And so we cut into what? Math, right? They're doing math.
Mm-hmm.
And I think there's a knock.
Knock on the garage door.
Yeah.
And Marge's like, oh, I forgot. I invited a guest speaker.
Mm-hmm.
So she goes up there and she raises the garage door. And who do we see?
Grandpa Simpson.
Yes, Abraham J. Simpson. Right, and he walks in and he starts telling them about what he did during World War II.
Yes, he was parachuted in behind enemy lines.
He was cut off from everyone.
Yes, but he spent the war posing as a female cabaret singer.
Okay, and, so this is the, okay, this
yeah.
is the second time
yes.
we've seen Grandpa... What's a nice way to say it? Cross-dress?
Dress like, yeah, cross-dress.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And so then we cut to...
Wait, so this is... We have to say, is this a sus moment?
Yeah, because there's going to be more.
Yeah, there will be more. This is the second sus moment.
For Grandpa Simpson.
Yes, because last time he had that dream where he was going to marry two cowboys.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
As
yeah.
a reference to in Paint Your Wagon.
Yeah.
Right now... We have him as a cabaret singer slash dancer, right? Apparently Hitler was in the crowd.
Yes.
Right, Hitler was in the crowd.
And he liked
him. Yeah, he's like, won't you come home, Franz Brauser? Won't you come home? And then he kind of like does something with his eyebrows, right?
Yeah.
To Hitler. And he was wearing a bra. He kind of like pulls the strap down.
But his... Big breast falls out. Looked like a coconut.
Yeah,
or something.
Is it coconut or is it grapefruit?
Something like that,
yeah.
yeah. And he's found out.
Mm-hmm.
And Hitler is not happy.
Mm-hmm.
What is it? Das ist ein Bubi. I'm sure I butchered that. But
yes, I'm sure it means that's not a boobie.
That's not a boobie, yeah.
I'm not that fluent with German.
But
mm-hmm.
there you go.
Yep.
And
so, you know,
yeah,
Bart's like...
Yeah.
Is that true, Grandpa?
And he says, that's mostly true. Especially the part about me wearing a dress. I wore a dress in the 40s.
Yeah.
He says, what is it? Oh, they had designs back then. Like, whoa.
Yes. So definitely a sus moment.
Yeah, one after the other right there.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, that might count as...
That's third.
That must be three.
That is third. That's his third sus moment.
And so... The lesson is interrupted because the garage door opened and Homer is hauling ass into the garage.
Bart is like, kind of like terrorized, like, ah!
And so is Marge there.
Yes.
And Homer looks and starts screaming and slams on the brake and barely stops before.
Right, it's like right at Bart's
Bart.
Nose.
Yeah.
Right at Bart's nose.
Yeah.
Woof. And then we cut to inside the house and Homer... decides to show off his new whacking stick.
Yes, and I believe Marge is sitting on the couch with Lisa,
uh-huh.
right? And Lisa's like, excuse me. And she takes off.
Because as soon as Homer pulls it off, he's like, and Marge's like, whoa.
Yeah.
And so then he goes, whack, whack, whack.
And she goes, ooh, ooh.
So.
Marge is very impressed by this.
Yes.
Very, yeah.
I'd say she's more than impressed.
Flustered. Something.
Yes. She's very flustered.
Yeah, we'll say that.
Very flustered.
but we cut away from this.
We go back to class, and Marge hands Bart a book. She's like, Bart, I'd like you to read this copy of Johnny Tremaine. It's a book I read as a girl.
And Bart's not happy. He's like, a book?
And Marge's like, I think you might actually like this. It's about a boy who goes to war. His hand is deformed in an accident.
And then Bart gets to go, deformed? Why didn't you say so? They should call this book Johnny Deformed.
And that's all she needed to get him hooked on that book.
Yep. And so Bart is into this book. We cut to him. He's sitting on the couch.
He's reading Johnny Tremaine while Itchy and Scratchy is on the TV. That's how into it he is.
Yeah, he's not paying attention to the cartoon at all. Oh. Which was a funny reference here. Because this one is directed by Oliver Stone.
Mm-hmm. This is around the time JFK had been released.
Yes, so the Itchy and Scratchy cartoon is a remake of the incident when Lee Harvey Oswald is shot by Jack Ruby.
You can guess who is Jack Ruby and who is Lee Harvey Oswald.
Exactly. Yeah.
And then, you know, ends abruptly and it's all in black and white. Guest directed by Oliver Stone.
And Bart just did not pay attention the whole time.
Mm-hmm. So we cut back to the classroom the next day.
Yes, our garage classroom.
Uh-huh. And Bart is presenting his book report on Johnny Tremaine. I guess he really liked it.
Yeah, and Marge is very impressed. Mm-hmm. And from what Bart says, yeah, it's like he read the book. He knows that he's
talking
saying,
about it.
Yeah, uh-huh. He enjoyed it.
And Marge says we ought to take a field trip to old Springfield Town. Since he's so fascinated by the colonial days, apparently, right?
And so, as this is going on, the garage door opens again, and we get the same situation. Homer's coming down the driveway like a bat out of hell. Marge and Bart scream, Homer screams, and he stops again.
Right before he smacks him. I mean, he's your own kid. Wouldn't you have learned the first time?
Yeah, I know.
Jesus Christ. Anyway. So, we cut to one of the better scenes in this episode. We're outside the Simpson house.
Yes, the backyard.
Mm-hmm. And Lisa is watching Homer practices whacking with a little pop-up snake obstacle course.
Yes, he's doing poses and techniques and all kinds of stuff.
He's treating his whacking stick like a...
He's even wearing like the outfit for it.
Yeah, he's like a karate outfit.
He's got a bandana on and stuff. Mm.
He's using his wacky stick kind of like a nunchucks.
Yes.
Mm.
And he's making the noises like, ooh, ooh, wah. Like, yep. And so...
We see snakes pop up.
Yes. It's like those...
like the targets?
Police targets? Yeah, police targets, exactly. Mm.
And then...
Homer's quack, quack, doing flips, doing cartwheels.
Uh-huh.
Who knew Homer was so athletic?
He's pretty athletic for a big dude.
For Whacking Day.
For Whacking Day, he is.
And so as he's doing that, Lisa's, you know, trying to protest, and she finally has another. She just says, Dad!
And Homer, still with his whacking stick, goes, Wah! And he stops right before he cracks her skull open.
Yeah. And so Lisa just finally comes to me. She's like, Dad, everyone loves Whacking Day, but I hate it. Is there something wrong with me?
Yes, honey. Oh, my God. How do you tell your daughter that there is something wrong with her because she does not like this particular holiday?
And she believes him. She says, what should I do?
And Homer's like, just squeeze your rage into a bitter little ball and release it at an appropriate time. Like that day I hit the referee with a whiskey bottle. Remember that?
Yeah.
When Daddy hit the referee?
Yeah.
Yeah. Homer is extremely proud of that moment.
Oh my goodness. But she's comforted by it too.
Yeah. I guess she knows her dad.
Yeah, she knows
her dad. She knows her dad.
What a story.
Remember when I hit the referee with a whiskey bottle? I would like to know the story behind
that. Yeah. That's... Who knows?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently he was already drunk.
Yeah, very drunk apparently.
So we cut back to... Well, we cut to, actually, old Springfield Town. It's like a Renaissance fair kind of thing.
Yep.
And They're having interviews with the town idiot.
Mm-hmm. And the lady's like, so where'd you go to school?
Oh, I forgot.
What are your acting experiences? Like, well, I was in the acting troupe in Harvard. I did this, I did
idiot
that.
Idiot number two in something something.
Uh-huh.
That what it was.
Yeah, and...
panicking idiot.
Panicking idiot.
Yes, and she tells him like, oh, sorry, we're looking more for a duh type of idiot.
Mm-hmm. And he's very insulting.
Yes, he is.
And he leaves in anger.
Yep. And as we get into Old Springfield Town, we find Barney passed out in the street. And Marge asks, like, oh, hi, Barney. Are you supposed to be the town drunk?
And he says, actually, I'm supposed to be the governor.
And so we continue the tour, and they get to a film part where they're talking about
the origins of Wacky Day.
Yes.
And they say it happened in May 10th of 1775, right? And then Bart's like, wait a minute. That's the same day Jebediah Springfield was led an attack on Fort Ticonderoga.
Ticonderoga.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
And I haven't had a Ticonderoga pencil in a while. That's how I remember that.
That's hilarious.
Mm-hmm. And he says, how could he have been in two places the same day? Especially back then when they didn't have the convenience of air travel.
Exactly.
Or even engines.
And so apparently there's a little camera in there. People are watching this. Mm-hmm. And they sent some goons in there to remove Bart Marge.
And by the way, the goons were wearing red coats.
Yes, they were.
In true colonial fashion.
And so we cut to the Quickie Marts.
Mm-hmm. And Apu's like, I have hidden a snake somewhere in my store. The first person to whack it gets a free squishy.
And the people inside just start smashing everything in the store.
The freaking potato chips.
Yeah, all the drinks and the
bottles, everything.
And Apu's very upset. He's like, I should have put more thought into my promotion.
While they're tearing his store apart.
Yep. Then they show the cops, the Springfield Police Department.
They're at target practice.
And they have snakes on their targets.
Mm-hmm.
And Wiggum says, yeah, aim for the body, boys.
And the first shot somebody takes, they shoot the lights out.
Yeah. Terrible shots.
Bad cops.
Yep.
Bad cops. I still remember that. Every now and then that song pops up into my head.
Bad cops.
Mm.
And so we get to...
Lisa.
Yes.
She went down to the church to consult with Reverend Lovejoy. Because she is really, really upset about Whacking Day. And of course... Reverend Lovejoy
is all about Whacking Day.
So he's opened up the Bible and he's reading a passage out of there that kind of justifies Whacking Day.
It's about dispel the serpents and all creatures that crawl on their belly, something like that. Yeah.
Whack thee, something like that.
Yeah.
And then he closes the Bible and he still has it open. And Lisa says, let me see that.
He just says, no. He closes the Bible and puts it behind him.
Uh-huh.
So, yeah, Reverend Lovejoy making up Bible scripture at this point, too.
Yep. You know, if somebody does that to me, I'm like, hey, I'd have to Google it because I wouldn't know.
Yeah.
I don't think I have many of those verses memorized.
No, I don't.
I don't know how they do it, but...
And the one from Pulp Fiction isn't actually a verse.
No.
So...
It does sound epic, though.
There's parts of it, but yeah.
It is epic, though.
What do they call the movie? Ezekiel 25:17?
Yeah. Anyway, let's get back to The Simpsons.
So, we get into the next scene here.
And it's now Whacking Day.
It is officially Whacking Day.
We're at the celebration. They have this little bleacher set up for the local children's choir.
Yes. And they are singing to the tune of O Tannenbaum, which is O Whacking Day, O Whacking Day, our hallowed snake skull cracking day. And then the soloist goes up there and he's like, excuse me how terrible this is going to be. He says, "We'll break their backs, gouge out their eyes, their evil hearts will pulverize."
And then the rest of the children will come in.
Yes.
"Oh, whacking day, oh, whacking day, may God bestow his grace on thee."
So they're all about this, man.
Mm-hmm. They have songs, they have...
There's like food out there and everything. It's a big old festival.
They even have clubs that have organized to participate in
Legal business club?
Legitimate
business club.
Yes. Legitimate businessmen's club.
Which is the mob.
The mob, yes. That's
hilarious. Mm-hmm. That was good.
While all this is happening, Homer turns his lawn into an official whacking day party.
Now, Homer's smart on this part right here.
Yes, because he charges $10 per axle.
Yes.
So that's $20 per car, right? Until this gentleman pulls up in an Eastern European car.
It's got at least 8 axles on it. Mm-hmm. And Homer's really happy about it.
He's like, woohoo!
Yep.
And the Eastern European dude's like, yay! I guess he's happy just to have a party.
He's happy to be there at Whacking Day.
Mm-hmm. And then we cut to Barney, and he's on the ground. He's got a whacking stick in his hand. He's like thrashing left and right. He's like, snakes! Snakes!
Yep.
And of course, there's nothing there.
No.
Nothing there.
So, somebody's what's going on with Barney, man?
Yeah.
Then we can see the mayor show up, Mr. Diamond Joe Quimby.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess he's trying to look cool to everybody, so he asks his assistant there, like, "Do you have the pre-wax snakes?"
And he opens up a briefcase.
Yeah.
And there appears to be about a dozen snakes that are dead and kind of folded neatly into the briefcase.
Mm-hmm. And then we cut back to the Simpsons house. One of my favorite scenes of the episode.
Yes, this is a...
We learn a lot about Marge here.
Yes, this is an epic scene. Because Homer asks Marge, "Should I wax slow or should I whack fast?"
And Marge says, "First whack slow, then whack fast." And she starts giggling.
oh my God. So, I used to think of Marge as a square.
Yeah, no.
there's a lot behind Marge.
Yeah, we're getting into the mysteries of Marge now.
Mm-hmm. She was very excited by... By his... practice whacking.
Yeah.
And now...
now this.
She's coaching him up on how to whack properly.
Exactly. And Lisa, of course, begs Homer not to take part in it. But it's not going to happen.
Of course he's going to do it.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so we cut back to the town square and we see some snakes in the background. They look nervous.
Yes.
I don't know why they're hanging around. But Diamond Joe Quimby introduces... their grand marshal for this year, Larry White, to kick off the festivities.
And then it was not Barry White, right?
Yes.
He walks up, right? He's like, "My name's Barry."
And Quimby's not, he's like, "It says Larry."
He's like, "I know my own name."
Like, whatever.
Right. So Barry White walks up to the mic and he starts welcoming everybody to today's festivities. But he doesn't know what it is, right?
Yes.
So he turns around and he asks, "What is it? What is today anyway?"
Yes. We should have the legendary Barry White.
Yes, very legendary.
The legendary Barry White. Mm-hmm. And Quimby goes into his ear and whispers into his ear and then moves away.
He's like, "Oh my God, you people make me sick." And the crowd is like,
"Yeah," they're cheering him on.
Uh-huh. And Barry White turns to Quimby. He's like, "Did they even hear what I was saying?"
No.
Yeah. No.
So Barry White leaves in disappointment, and Miss Springfield gets to the stage, very provocatively dressed.
Yes. Was she wearing a tube top or
something like that? And she says, "Gentlemen, start your whacking."
So many double entendres in this episode. You might want to, as a kid, all these jokes go over your head.
They really do.
Mm-hmm. But so, now, as an adult, we can appreciate them all.
Yes, for sure. And so, the whacking day commences. The people start chasing the snakes.
They're like, they have pots and pans, and they're beating the pots to make noises. to scare the snakes. Right, this is when we see the legitimate men, businessmen club.
They're ready to go.
But they don't have a wacky
snake. No, they shoot them. They start shooting snakes. Uh-huh. I think one of them has an automatic, a Uzi, too.
Yes, so. Yes, it does. Uh-huh.
So funny.
Mm-hmm.
And so the snakes are trying to escape, and we cut back to Bart, and he's reading about the true history of Whacking Day. Right? And Lisa's looking to Bart to how they can stop it from happening.
Mm-hmm. And then Bart, I guess he's been really paying attention in his homeschool. Mm-hmm. Marge is a really good teacher. And Bart explains that snakes hear through vibrations on the ground. So if they play music with lots of bass, they can draw all the snakes into the safety of the Simpsons house.
Yes, so they're trying to protect the snakes. And Lisa's looking through Homer's records, and they're all terrible.
Yeah, nothing there that's suitable for what they need.
Nothing's got bass in it.
Mm-mm. So while she's looking, they look outside, and they see Barry White walking past.
That's all the bass you need.
Mm-hmm. So they call Barry White in, and they ask him to sing so they can save the snakes.
He says, anything for a lady. True Barry White fashion.
Uh-huh. And they ask him, what is he like about snakes?
Oh, that's right.
He's like, there's nothing like the wriggly motion of a lady snake. Lady snake, yes.
And apparently Lisa knows how to play bass.
Yes.
So she drops a bass line for Barry White.
While he starts singing, oh, darling, I can't get enough of your love, babe. Of course, he sings a lot better than I do.
Great song.
Mm-hmm.
Great song. That wasn't too bad, buddy.
Yeah. I've been getting practice thanks to The Simpsons. Otherwise,
yes.
I wouldn't sing at all.
And so this works. They put the speakers facing the ground, and the snakes get to The Simpsons' house, and Lisa starts waving them in, and they go in so fast.
Oh, but
by
the way, you overlooked the fact that they... when Mr. Largo, Lisa's...
oh, that's right. The music teacher.
Teacher. He sits down on the bench. He's about to eat. And all the snakes just kind of...
Yeah,
like
they just trample
him. Yeah. So they trample him on the way to the Simpsons house. As soon as they get there, Lisa slams the door shut. And the crowd is upset.
Now remember...
Because
Maggie's in the house. There's
yeah,
a little scene
true.
There.
Yes.
So they cover Maggie. Maggie pops out, and there's a snake looking at Maggie, ready to attack. And she pulls out her pacifier, puts it in the snake's mouth, and then she finds another one.
Yes.
And that was pretty funny.
Both Maggie and the snake start sucking on the pacifier.
That's a cool little scene.
Yes, it is.
Maggie's smart.
You're very smart. And, the crowd is upset because they can't whack the snakes. And then Bart tells everybody about the true... origins of Whacking Day, that it was founded in 1924, not 1775.
And it was an excuse to beat the Irish.
To beat up the Irish, yes. And then, in true Simpsons fashion, we cut to an Irish man.
Yes.
In true stereotype. He's in full leprechaun garb.
And he's like, I took me lumps back then, or something like that.
But it was all in good fun.
Oh, my.
Oh, he even had red hair. He's got a little four-leaf clover on his head.
He looks like a leprechaun.
He did.
He really did.
All right. And then they ask Grandpa about it. He's like, I'm an old man. I hate everything but Matlock.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Kids might not know about Matlock these days.
Yeah, no.
So.
Should we educate him about Matlock?
It was a detective show that old people like watching. It wasn't too bad, though.
No.
And then the old lady's like watching Murder, She Wrote.
Yes. But Matlock was remade in the 90s because there was an original series back in the 60s, 50s.
Mm-hmm.
So when they remade it in the 90s, it was none other than, I'm blanking on
his name.
I
can see his face, but I don't.
The Andy Griffith Show?
I don't remember.
Oh.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
Oh, well. And so, Bart and Lisa have managed to turn the crowd around.
Yes.
And as this happens, Diamond Joe Quimby pulls up in his limo with his pre-wax snakes, and he's showing off. And he says, look, a dozen dead snakes.
And everybody starts to boo him. Like, boo!
Yeah, he's like, whatever.
He's like, I've had enough of you people. And he drives off.
And so the snakes now get out of the house. They go down the street into the sunset. Right? And
Born Free.
Yes, they're playing Born Free.
Uh-huh.
And Principal Skinner's there at the Simpsons house. And he's telling Bart that he's very impressed with his at-homer. He can come back to school. And you can be reunited with your chums, Nilsson, Jimbo, oh dear God.
This is when he remembers he still has them locked up in utility basement B.
They've been in there this whole time.
Uh-huh.
So they cut to the basement.
Well,
you're right.
Right. So we see, you're right. They do cut to the basement. And
first,
the
right?
Yeah, the kids are like.
They're having like a group session.
Yeah.
Like, I use violence as a way to, like, you know, cope with stuff. Or,
yeah.
They're having a big time heart-to-heart in there.
Because they've been stuck in there for at least a day.
Yeah.
At least a day. And then we cut back to Groundskeeper Willie towing a trailer behind his riding lawnmower. Mm-hmm. He's towing a little trailer, and the trailer is loaded with mountain bikes.
Yes. Yeah, we give them their bikes, no one sues, right?
Principal Skinner is on top of the boxes while Willie is driving down the streets.
And Willie asks them, right, what if they're dead?
Skinner goes, then we'll ride south to Mexico and to freedom, Willie! Freedom!
Willie makes a comment, right, like, I turn him in at the first checkpoint or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Seymour's not going to get very far.
No, Willie's not going to have any of that.
Nope. And we end the episode here.
Too many lines in it. I can't pick a favorite one, to be honest with you.
I know.
There's just too many.
Kids, this is a must-see episode.
It's easily, yes, like, automatically a top five episode. Of all the episodes that they have, it's absolutely such a good episode.
Yes, now that we're adults and we can appreciate all the jokes.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
As a kid, yeah, we liked it.
It was
but now, funny. Oh my God.
Man. Especially Marge.
Wow. Marge is in a new light for me.
Yes, interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the Homer's Karate, man, there's just so much good in this episode.
Homer's karate, Marge's turn-ons.
Yeah. Bart being smart.
Yeah, him actually learning. Lisa, of course.
Hates wife.
Because she's a very compassionate person. Grandpa Simpson.
Oh, my goodness.
With two sus moments back-to-back after
Grandpa
last
Simpson
episodes.
Is interesting.
Yes. By the way, I forgot to mention this. You spent 40 years as a night watchman in a cranberry silo. Oh my God. Kill me now.
Right?
Oh my God.
I don't know, man.
40 years watching one cranberry silo.
Yeah, no, not doing that.
No, not at all. Not at all.
And then we'll never see this this lady again, right? The Scottish Lash that took Willie away?
No. And I have to say, she's one of the more attractive characters we've seen.
Yeah.
What was the belly dancer's name?
Oh, yeah.
Princess Cashmere. Cashmere and the Scottish Lass. They're bit parts.
Mindy.
Oh, we haven't seen Mindy.
Remember Mindy? We're going to get to Mindy.
We haven't seen Mindy.
Yep,
we get
to Mindy.
Yes.
There's a few.
Mm-hmm. Another classic, right?
Oh, man. That's going to be hilarious.
Oh,
I can't wait. I can't wait.
On a scale of 1 to 5, dope! Nuts, what would you give this?
I have to say that, and maybe it's my nostalgia, but I really think that this is such a staple episode of the entire series that even though it's got the couch gag, I'm going to forgive it. This is 5 donuts all day, every day. Must-see episode.
And I concur. Even though the couch gag was a repeat, it was still a good one.
Yeah.
But there's just so much in this episode. That instant classic. Mm-hmm. Instant classic. Well, now that I'm an adult.
Yeah.
As a kid, good episode.
Yeah. But man, it's just, there are just so many little things in here. And then even besides all that, the like always, the character inclusion. They managed to get Apu in there. They managed to get Milhouse in there. You know, they...
I want you to keep stuffing credit to your shirt until I get back.
Yes, sir.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Milhouse.
Mm-hmm.
But again, just the way they managed to get people in there is great.
Principal Skinner showing off his old army skills, popping up out of nowhere.
You know, right? Just flips around that. Like, wow.
Uh-huh. Sorry for the ruse, gentlemen. Lily.
Lily's hilarious.
What's up with him wanting to marry his tractor?
Hey, I don't know, man. Willie's a weird guy.
Very weird.
Can't wait till that later episode. Grace me, woman!
Yes, sir. Oh, my God. The Grease episode is another one. Yes, yes. Well, anyway, let's keep talking about this one, right? This one has enough gold in it. So we can wait for the other ones.
It's solid gold, mm-hmm. This one.
The bullies support group at the end.
Yeah.
Even though Bart was going to rescue them, they didn't miss their chance to bully him by throwing crud at him.
And that's why he didn't go back.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the Nix, they managed to get Nixon in there.
Yep.
The JFK reference.
The Superintendent Chalmers asks, we could do without that, but...
It adds to the comedy.
Yeah, it's really one of the running gags. Yeah. It's one of the running gags in The Simpsons. We'll get to the Lumber King later.
Oh, yeah. I didn't even mind that there was no Mr. Burns.
Yeah. That's true. There was no Mr. Burns.
No Mr. Burns.
Mm-hmm. They didn't need any other evil characters.
We didn't go to Moe's in this one either.
Nope.
We still got Barney.
We still got Barney, though. We still got Barney.
And that tour guide, we see that character a few times, right? The one that's all pimply face.
Yeah, it's the
okay. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
The changing voice and everything.
Yeah, he'll be in the Grease episode later.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, he will.
Bart managed to finally get himself expelled out of Springfield Elementary.
Yep.
And let back in.
Let back in. All in one episode.
Mm-hmm. I mean, bless these Simpsons writers. They gave us so much gold in this episode.
And we do, you know, we kind of knew already, but we find out for sure that Homer's the only dumb one in the family. Bart's not dumb when he actually
applies himself. Yeah. He's just, what would we say, lazy?
Brilliant but lazy?
Yeah. Brilliant but lazy. If it doesn't interest him, he's not interested.
But they get smarter as they go on. Bart, and then it's Lisa, and then
Maggie.
Our theory of Maggie.
Maggie being the smartest Simpson.
Yep.
I think we'll get proven right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so again, great episode. So many good lines, so many good scenes.
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
What's not to love?
Five donuts all day.
Five donuts all day, every day.
Yep.
So is there anything else you'd like to add before we close out this episode?
No, just thanks everybody for listening still. You know, keep being safe out there. Keep being, live life responsibly.
Yes.
There you go.
Yes, yes. Tell your friends about this nonsense you're listening to.
Yes, tell your friends. We always appreciate new listeners.
Mm-hmm.
And always, you know, tell us how we're doing.
What could we do to improve this show?
Give us some reviews. Give us some feedback. Give us some ratings.
Yes.
Whatever.
If you want,
helps.
Yeah. If you want me to stop singing, you're going to have to tell me. Otherwise, I'm going to keep singing.
Yeah. They might tell me to stop after the day.
And until next week, au revoir, suckers.